Please try and understand what I mean by 46. If, for example, I stand here now and I said, glory be to God, that last night I had a vision that 10 persons here, I saw God blessing them with 50 million naira each. So let 10 people here who can give us 1 million naira now stand up so that God can bless them with 50 million. Some hands will go up. Even if the man did not see anything,
he'll
jump forward. That's disinterested generosity, fake generosity. You were put under pressure to do it. It carries no result whatsoever. Ah, you say, but others are doing it and
they're
getting plenty of money. It will steal the blessings of the people. Because the Bible said, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing. 47. If you are totally given unto the Lord, you, all other giving is very easy. If you are totally given unto the Lord, all other giving is very, very easy. When the person is dead in Christ and the whole of your being has been taken over by God, you can give out anything. The reason people find it so difficult to give is that God has not really completely taken over their
lives.
And the reason some people find it so difficult and they cling to these worldly things is because they've not seen too many dead people before. When they see, they will know that, well, the Bible says, what vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Where there are people who have built their houses in heaven and they are already decorated with gold and silver. Some people have not even laid foundation and they are putting their treasures here.
Where there are people who have built their houses in
48. Greatness comes by giving, not by getting. Greatness comes in terms of giving, not by getting. At fact number 49, incurable givers. Incurable givers, they are always giving. You can't cure them from their giving. They are like a home. The more you take away from him, the bigger he gets. Incurable givers. 50. If you give in order for you to get something, then the truth is that you are not giving. You are a trader. Many people that bring things to God, they're giving it to God just for trading. And it is a very sad situation. That's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Point 51. Let's open to the book of Proverbs.